It's shaping up to be a scorcher as Ed Sherwood, a scientist with the Tampa Bay Estuary Program, drops what looks like a solid metal trap into the waters of Old Tampa Bay. It's attached to a long rope. He pulls it up after a few seconds and empties its contents into a plastic tub.
When I open it up, you see basically what the muck looks like on the bottom. And again, that's in the deepest portion. In the central depth center, it's about 3 feet deep here of that muck.
Nanette O'Hara is the Estuary Program's outreach coordinator. She says tons of this muck, which is grayish-brown in color and has a consistency of pudding, covers much of the bottom of the upper portion of Tampa Bay.
The amount of muck we're dealing with is about 80 football fields.
And it's about 100, the volume is about 100 Olympic-sized swimming pools.
But it doesn't exactly occur naturally. Sherwood says a team of USF researchers were able to trace its origins.
The researchers at USF use a variety of different analyses, but they mainly looked under the microscope and also use isotopes to identify the sources of muck. And they determined it was mostly a result of byproducts from crustaceans and fecal matter specifically. So there's a lot of nutrients coming from the watershed into this harbor, feeding algae, which small crustaceans are feeding on, and they're depositing their waste on the bottom. So a lot of that is a really rich, thick layer of organic material from that, just those processes.
The nutrients that feed all that algae, Sherwood says, come largely from the fertilizer that washes from local lawns into the bay, especially when there's a storm.
Oh, just stormwater in general, from urbanized areas as well as from agricultural areas, although this isn't too bad of an... But just stormwater in general is one of the major contributors to nutrients in the bay itself.
O'Hara says what makes the problem worse is the fact that the Courtney Campbell Causeway, which is visible from the boat, blocks the natural flow of water.
That's why we see actually the best water quality down near the mouth of the bay, near the Gulf, Fort DeSoto, Egmont Key, because it's getting that cleansing flushing every day regularly. The further up the bay you go, the less flushing you get, but the causeway has definitely restricted the ability of this whole part of the bay to see that kind of flushing benefit. And interestingly enough, the state of Florida does not allow causeway construction anymore because of the environmental impacts of causeways.
She says there have been some culverts, or man-made drains, dug into the Hillsborough side of the bridge. But since most of the muck can't go anywhere, it accumulates on the bay floor. Sherwood says this deprives the water of oxygen, which drives key fish species away from these waters. Andy says that while Upper Tampa Bay might not be a dead zone now, if things stay the way they are, it's only a matter of time before it becomes one.
The scientists feared, who are part of our study, that we're approaching a tipping point where, if we continue to build up this muck at the rate we're going, that, we could head towards a dead zone sort of problem in this area.
Sherwood says that one key way to stop the algae blooms is for municipalities to stop letting untold amounts of lawn fertilizer wash into the bay.
We're encouraging a strong metal fertilizer ordinance, which will control the sources of nutrients flowing into this portion of the bay. And by doing so, that will, control what we feel is contributing to a lot of the muck accumulation.
Pinellas County has passed a fertilizer ban, which Oldsmar and Safety Harbor, two of the towns that flank Old Tampa Bay, have adopted as their own. Hillsborough County is currently weighing a ban, though some commissioners appear skeptical of such a measure. O'Hara says she thinks the Pinellas ordinance will be effective.
What is really unique and we think most beneficial about that ordinance is an application ban in the summer that would ask homeowners not to apply nitrogen or phosphorus fertilizer from June through September when we get our heaviest rains and we have the greatest potential for fertilizer residues to run off into a waterway. And also very significantly, and this is unique in the state right now, is a retail sales ban. Beginning next June 1st in Pinellas County, homeowners will not be able to buy fertilizer containing nitrogen or phosphorus, lawn fertilizer containing nitrogen or phosphorus.
While many Florida residents seem unable to fathom a yard without a lush green lawn, however non-native and chemical dependent they may be, O'Hara says there are smarter ways to get an attractive yard.
The type of landscape you choose, the type of plants, and the design has a huge impact on water quality, whether it's a pond near you, a lake, a river, or the bay. And you don't have to get rid of all your grass. You can manage grass in a Florida-friendly manner. You really can.
She says what's at stake here are the things that help define life in the Tampa Bay area.
We live along the water because we like to fish, we like to swim, we want to see birds and other wildlife. And when we have an area that isn't healthy, that impacts, you know, their ability to enjoy and fully use this resource. And all of us, because, you know, everybody gets out here and uses the bay.
The Hillsborough County Environmental Protection Commission will vote on a proposed fertilizer ordinance on July 15th. From Safety Harbor, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.